Hiccup edged out onto the mast like a tightrope walker, the wood cold beneath his bare feet, his arms flapping outwards for balance, the wind tearing at his clothes. He put up his face to the furious, storming black heavens. "Okay, Thor," shouted Hiccup. "This is your chance to show me. Are you on my side, or are you not?" The small boy wobbled, teetered on the mast of the sinking ship, with his arms stretched up and out. It wasn't quite clear whether for balance or in prayer to the storming skies above. For 1 second, the boat seemed to stop sinking. The Leviathorgon, with its paw hauling its great body up the mast, greedy jaws agape, froze like a statue. Even the storm seemed to ease for a second. "Norbert," shouted Hiccup above the howling of the wind, "if it is as you say, all my fault, then strike me down now, for then at least one of us shall die happy." Another pause. And then everything happened very quickly. Norbert hauled himself up high on the pinnacle. Hiccup was right. At least he would go to Valhalla in a moment of triumph. He raised the axe of doom above his head with a scream of victory, ready to bring it down on the unarmed boy with the outstretched arms and upturned head. The air above fizzed with electric energy, crackling, bursting, searching, seeking for a path down to the sea. And it found it. There it was. The axe of doom, now standing exactly 1 metre 13 centimetres above the mast of the sinking American Dream 2, the highest point for miles and miles around, and constructed from the finest metal that Norbert the Nutjob could get hold of at the time. The perfect lightning conductor. A crooked bolt of tremendous lightning jagged down from the clouds and struck the blackened point of the axe. The second before it struck, Hiccup's toes left the mast as he sprang off and out in a not quite perfect swallow dive. The lightning struck the axe of doom, and 300,000 volts of electricity ran sparkling down the arm of Norbert the Nutjob, bristling down the mast and straight through the body of the Leviathorgon. Sparks flew from Norbert's nose and jumped crazily off the wood of the mast, setting it alight and frazzled around every spiny tip of the Leviathorgon's jerking body in a beautiful, impromptu firework display. The body of Norbert the Nutjob fell from the peak and down, down into the sea. The Leviathorgon crashed down too, through the hull in another cascade of water and wood splinters, and then down went the American Dream too, and down in style, with her sinking mast in flames. Down went the largest, most technically sophisticated boat that a Viking has ever built, already turning into a wooden skeleton, a ghost, as she sank slowly through the cold, grave fathoms to the seabed below. And nestled with her in the darkness, as if she were his coffin, was the dead body of the Leviathorgon. It had tried to eat the boat, but ended up with the boat eating it, its white, picked clean bones sleeping forevermore in the belly of the ghost ship on the seabed. And a boat like that has never been made again by the Vikings, as far as I know. Norbert the Nutjob may have been a maniac, but lunacy and genius are very close together, and it had to be admitted, he was a great dreamer. Perhaps the inventor madman of the future will dream its like again, but for now it was no more. And down it went. The death of Norbert's dream, the sinking of all his hopes, and, incidentally, the only way they had of getting back to the archipelago.